Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
And oh Lord, we indeed shake ourselves loose from depression, hate, pain, discomfort, anxiety, worry, fear, lust, aversion, anger, bitterness, rebellion. Come on there, shake yourself loose in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Shake yourself loose. Hallelujah. Shake yourself loose. Glory to God. We have two things going on here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We just thank God that we can shake ourselves loose today and be free in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, we just want to say thank you. I bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continue to be in my mouth. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My soul shall make its boast in the Lord. And I decree and declare right now in the name of Jesus Christ, the humble shall hear of it and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, God. I sought the Lord and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him. Amen. Hallelujah. Welcome everybody to the South. Glory to God. I want us to just decree and declare victory over every situation that's concerning us today. Amen. Whatever it may be, decree and declare victory on today. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, receive it by faith. Amen. Don't let the enemy stop you from believing that God can still do it right now concerning you. Everything about you is concerned about. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Heavenly Father, we come, Abba Father. We thank you that we receive from Jesus Christ a victory right now over all diseases, afflictions, infirmities, hindrances, persecutions, torments, and lies that the enemy is trying to send our way now or in the future. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we claim victory right now and deliverance from all demonic spirits, curses, hexes, enchantments, of witchcraft prayers, psychic prayers, or spells. We thank you that Jesus Christ is victorious through the power of his might against all the wiles of the devil, against principles, powers and rulers of darkness of this world, and against spiritual wickedness in high places. In the name of Jesus Christ, we claim our victory in faith through our salvation and his shed blood of all these things right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, we declare the crap according to Joel 22, verse 27 and 28, that we are victorious through the shed blood of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. In his holy name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. Hallelujah, everybody. Come on. Give God our praise, going on and shout, Lord, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Welcome to the shout, everyone. I'm your host, Prophetess T. Chantel Manny. I hope you all had a wonderful Mother's Day. The mothers out there, I hope you had a blessed Mother's Day. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. We don't look him out and shout. Give God our praise, glory, and shout, glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
I thank the Lord for being here. I thank the Lord. I had a wonderful Mother's Day. My children came, Amen. All my grandchildren, and they brought me gifts, and I just thank the Lord to let me be here to see another Mother's Day. And I've been missing the line. I say, what's going on? What's going on? But I tell you, I've been having bad weather out there. But I'm here. I'm here today, and I thank the Lord. Amen.
Hallelujah. We thank God for you. We love you. Hallelujah. Here on the show, we are so grateful to have you. Yes, on Monday, I believe, we traveled out for the holiday. You were tuned in or you called in. There was no show. We were out of range, so the lines would not work. So we're back here, back in the city. Amen. And we just thank God for another opportunity to be here on the show, to be able to shout, giving God our praise, glory, and on the show, glory, hallelujah. You pray for me, I pray for you. Amen. And trusting God to do the work. Amen. Trusting God to do it all for us. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, so I am glad to be back in position here. Hallelujah. Back home, safe and sound. So I thank God. Go ahead, Sister Dilly. Go ahead, Mama. Open your mouth and shout. Give God our praise, glory, and shout, glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for a brand new grace and mercy starting off this morning. When I open my eyes, just thank you, Lord.
Amen.
I thank you for my family. Nothing wrong with us today. We all see you here, Lord. I just thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and that God is so good to me, Lord. Thank you. No matter what I do, in spite of, he still loves me and he still blesses me. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, now I thank you, thank you, thank you. Glory, hallelujah, glory, glory,
glory.
Whatever you're doing this evening, Lord, don't do it without me. And you and
hallelujah.
You and everybody on the line. Amen. Glory, hallelujah.
Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Will you still thank him? Hallelujah. Even though whatever you're going through, will you still pray? Will you still praise him? Will you still thank him? Will you lift up his name in every situation that's concerning you and your family? Hallelujah. Glory to God. We just thank God for you, Mother Dillard. I know I do. I'm celebrating the Mother's Day weekend, and her birthday falls every year or around that same time. She's celebrating Mother's Day and her birthday. So God bless you. God keep you. Amen. Love by so many. We need you, and we thank God for you and keeping you so that we can be able to hear your voice and hallelujah, receive what you have for us from Jesus. Amen. Go ahead, say that. Go ahead, Sister Connie. Go ahead, open up your mouth and shout, give God praise. Go ahead, and shout, glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, yes, I do want to thank you, Jesus, for let me give a praise report on my surgery on Monday. Everything turned out fine.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
The two heart procedures that they done was a good result, and I'm back on my feet. It wasn't anything where they have to crack you open and all that. It was they go through your veins and your arms. I was glad to have that done instead of going through my groin, but because they say that one was pretty painful. So I didn't have any pain. I didn't have any trouble, and you're awake the whole time, which was kind of different for me to be talking to the doctor while he's working on me. But the heart is good, and the lungs are good.
Amen.
And the bottom line.
Amen.
The bottom line is I have to work on me. So pray for me in the sense of I had a lot of fluid, and it was getting ready to cause congestive heart failure. But he said I wasn't that close to it, but it was a good thing that I jumped on it. So now the bottom line is I'm fat, I need to lose some weight, and I need to get on a heart healthy diet. So pray for me that I'll have the, I'm going to stay on this, I'm going to stay on it. I'm going to get on it and stay on it. So
amen.
Thank you, Lord, for a beautiful day on Monday.
Yes. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We just thank God. God is still able to do all things. We sometimes we go to get in that place where we may wear a little bit and you just got to say, God, however you want to do it. Amen. We just thank you, Sister Connie, for your testimony. Amen. Being here with you every step of the way, praying on that you have. You have someone praying. I mean, really praying and standing in the gap for you. The Bible says the prayers of the righteous avail much. So we just trust God and we stand on God's word. And we pray right now that we pray in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. God will give you what you need to be obedient. So we ask Father God to help us to be obedient, Father God, to follow the plan of Father God that's going to bless our life, Lord God. Help her, Lord God, to see herself, Father God, to get in order. So we pray with divine order for her right now in the name of Jesus Christ that she will walk and live in a life of good health and strength. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I speak blessings and favor over you right now. I speak healing. I speak deliverance. I speak peace in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. God bless you. God keep you. We love you. We thank God for you, Sister Connie. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Last week, Sister Connie came on the line. She told us about the procedure. She's back here today and said it's all right. Said in that place that God has worked it out. She said, now I just got to work on me. Hallelujah. How many of us can convince that, I just really need to work on me because I might just need a problem. Amen. So we just thank God for opening our eyes to see the errors of our ways. And we ask God to help us, to fix us, amen, and change us in the mighty name of Jesus Christ for the better so that we can be effective in this life. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, welcome to the shout. Go ahead and shout, cousin Brenda Gale. Give God our praise, glory, and other shout. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. One more time. I miss you all. I've been so busy with my mom, just overwhelmed with doctor's appointments and medicine and still in pain. I'm like, God, please just help me. So pray for me, more love, more patience, more empathy, more compassion. Oh, Lord, just help me. So we're off to a doctor again, the thyroid doctor this time. So hopefully the doctor seemed to think that her thyroid medicine is not strong enough. So that's causing the pain in her stomach. So To God be the glory. I just bless your name. I
yes, Lord.
I'm just thanking for the strength to do it. I truly have missed you all, and I thank you for reminding me because I had totally forgot even today.
Jesus, we thank God.
Thank you.
Amen. God bless you. God keep you. We want to pray for you. Let us touch and agree, everyone that's on the line today. Father God, we thank you, Lord, for the life, health, and strength of your daughter, Brenda Gill. Oh, God, we ask in Jesus' name that you increase up. Oh, Father God, in strength, oh, God, in your strength, Father God. Let her receive divine strength. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, so I increase her in peace. Increase her in patience, oh, God. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you will continue to bless her, oh, God, that you will continue to guide her. God, the doctor, oh, God. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, Lord, as we believe and we stand in your word that you are our way. Make, oh God, our promise keeper. You are a healer. So, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name as we come crying out the more, oh God. And thank you for being in the midst right now, Father God. And whatever we ask in Jesus' name that you would do, oh God, we come by faith, oh God, and declare and declare that we walk by faith and not by sight, oh God. So, we ask in Jesus' name that you would heal her body, oh God. Let that be a plan and a way for her in the name of Jesus Christ. Let your doctors, oh God, that you have called, that you've ordained to be in the position that you've anointed, oh God. You're anointed doctors, oh God, and medical staff to see about her mother. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, oh, give them the solution and the plan that will work for them, oh God. But Lord, we stand on you, Father God, in your word, because you are our healer. You are our healer, oh God. And we just want to say thank you that healing is already taking place. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of heaven. Lord, I ask in Jesus' name that you will open up the channels of her spirit, oh God, so that she can receive the miracle of healing right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of heaven, we speak to the resurrection power right now in the group command. And we command you to be activated on your knees through our whole body healing in the name of Jesus Christ. Christ of heaven, my Lord, my God, Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord, and we need your God, more of you and less of ourselves, in the name of Jesus Christ of heaven. Lord, we put it all in your hands, oh God, we submit all over to you right now, in Jesus' mighty name. We put the blood of Jesus Christ over you right now, over your mother, your husband, all that you're concerned about, it, Lord, and we declare the credit you're protected, and all that your mother is concerned about is protected by the blood of Jesus Christ of heaven, and no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against you in judgment, God shall condemn. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God, for we are co-heirs to the kingdom of God. If we Christ Jesus, we are saviors. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, God, we thank you, Father God, that right now, oh God, that you've heard our prayers concerning our sister. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ and our family members, oh God. And Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, hallelujah, that you're doing right now, remove every delay, oh God. And we thank you for the testimony, oh God. We thank you, Lord,
yes,
God, that the time has come to an end, that she will not suffer no more, oh God, that she will declare and declare what you have done for, oh God, that she will declare and declare how you healed her, Father God, for you are Jehovah Rapha, oh God, the Lord who heals. So heal right now, Father, and we just want to say thank you, Lord.
I receive it,
thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Have your way, Holy Spirit of the living God, and we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail, and with the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwelleth in us all that believe. It's in Jesus' name we pray. For God be the glory. Amen,
amen,
amen, and amen.
And
hallelujah.
I receive it. Say hallelujah, Mother.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord.
Thank you, Lord. God bless you, Aunt Ruth. May we love you. We're praying for you. We're not coming down. We're going to keep praying. Hallelujah. God's going to release the healing. Amen. For God gives all the glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you. I believe it on tomorrow when you go, whatever day you go this week, but there will be a plan and a solution that will bring peace to our body, calmness, that will take the aches and the pain and the discomfort away from us in the name of Jesus Christ. I believe that with you and for you right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, that you will not leave there until they will figure out what it is, and that she will receive the healing and the peace, and that she will live pain-free. Amen. Pain-free. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. God bless you. God keep you. We love you. We thank God for you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Welcome to the shout, everyone. I'm glad to see all here on the shout today. Again, happy Mother's Day to all. On Sunday, you all were back. We weren't here on Monday. We're out in Louisiana, and we had a good time. But the reception out there, when you go deep in the woods, we have no reception. So we weren't able to get on, and then we got caught Monday in a storm. It was an ice storm. It was hailing at one point in Point Arenas. We were trying to get back here. My husband, he got stuck in the mud. And so we had to get someone to get us out to heal something. It was an adventure. But I thank God we had a good time being able to minister as God used us mighty in different places. God would send us to go, and we're able to minister to so many people that was just waiting for their word from God. And I just thank God for divine meetings. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. If you want to let God use you, I believe we have Sister Sharon on the line. Hallelujah. Sister Sharon, is that you? Go ahead and give God our praise, glory, and all that shout. Glory.
Oh,
thank you, Jesus.
Care because we don't know the right things to do. That's why we must ask God
to show us what to do and help us to do it. Amen. Most of the time, however, we just want to do what we want to do. Amen. Can we be honest with ourselves today? See, hallelujah, we make Jesus Lord over our life, but not over our body or our health, our health or care habits. See, many of these diseases and injuries and infirmities we suffer happen because we have violated some of the natural laws of God. See, we need to ask God to help us to live his way with regard to our health habits. Amen. When we do, you all, we will guide us according to Isaiah 30 and 21. See, our health is too important not to pray about it every day. Our health, I said it again, is too important, you all, for us not to pray about it every day. Amen. Amen. Choose a time, you all, to pray so that you will become a good steward of your body. Let's pray this prayer, amen, in the name of Jesus. Let's talk about ways to pray about taking care of your body, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. See, Lord, bless my body and help me to eat right and to be attracted to healthy giving food, oh God. Lord, bless my body and help me to get some form of good exercise several times a week. Lord, bless my body and help me to experience sound, rejuvenating sleep. Lord, bless my body and help me to control my stress level. Lord, bless my body and help me to get proper health checkups. Lord, bless me and my body and help me to not ignore warning signs in my body. Lord, bless me and hold on my body and help me to take precautions to avoid illnesses or disease in the name of Jesus Christ of heaven. Lord, bless me and my body and help me not to overindulge what I eat. Amen. Lord, bless me and bless my body, oh God, and help me to find peace by spending time in prayer and in your word. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of heaven. Lord, bless my body and help me to simplify my life in every way I can and find peace in it. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of heaven. Hallelujah to your name, God. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. See, when you are mentally and emotionally healthy, you will have peace about who you are and where you are headed in your future. See, even if you don't know exactly who you are or where you are going, you can still have peace in your mind and emotions about all, hallelujah, about all of that when you know God is in charge. See, the way, hallelujah, the way to be sure is in, hallelujah, is in charge, that God is in charge of your mind and emotions, your thoughts and your feelings, is to ask him to be. You have to welcome him in. You have to invite him in, hallelujah, to have this way. You got to say, God, let thy will be done, Lord God. Show me, Father God, the way. Lord, teach me, hallelujah, hallelujah, all things, oh God, that you have for me to know. In the name of Jesus Christ of heaven, open up your mouth and just say, Lord, help me, Lord God, in these areas of my life. See, you know, there are ways to pray about your mind and your emotions. As we just got through talking about praying, ways to pray about taking care of your body, there are ways about praying about your mind and your emotions. Amen? The way to pray this, and Lord, I pray that you would enable me to have a clear and sound mind in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, I pray that you would enable me to think positive thoughts and not allow negativity to rule my attitude. Lord, I pray that you would enable me to identify lies and dwell on the truth. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, I pray that you would enable me, oh God, to have peace in my mind and heart and better handle our stress. Amen. Lord, I pray that you would enable me, Father, hallelujah, not to have worry, fear, depression, loneliness, or anxiety. Help me to me to have the ability to learn easily and retain a good memory. Lord, I pray that you will enable me, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, to refuse to entertain guilt. Hallelujah, to be rid of all unforgiveness, to be free of all perfectionism. Oh, Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, I pray that you will enable me to have a heart filled with love and experience great joy. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to your name, God. You all, too often we berate ourselves because we do the wrong things with regards to caring for our body, mind, and emotions. We let the guilt that we feel when we do what we know is not right overcome us and affect our relationship with God. See, we don't pray as much because we don't feel we deserve to come before God, but God wants us to depend on him to help us with that too, amen? So instead of feeling badly and criticizing yourself for not being perfect in the area of body care, ask God to enable you to do what you need to do. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, because he will, ask him for patience in the process. Amen. Let's pray this prayer together. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we come, oh God. Lord, we submit our body to you. Help us to be disciplined in the way to care for it, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ, help us to choose health-filled and life-giving foods and be able to resist eating what we should not. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh Lord, enable us to make the right choice with regard to what we should eat. Give us the strength, oh God, we need to avoid what is not good for us. Help us to always be attracted to food that is beneficial. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh Lord, give us the self-discipline we need to properly exercise in order to strengthen our body and rid it of all toxins. Help us to do what is necessary to have a good and beneficial rest, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, only you, oh God, know what is best for us, oh God. Show us things we need to see, oh God. Teach us all we must learn. Lead us the right path and lead us to the right people to help and advise us, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, keep us from doing anything careless or indulgent, oh God. Thank you, oh God, that we are fearfully of what we made. In the name of Jesus Christ, help us to value and take proper care of the body that you have given us. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I'm never. Thank you, Lord God, that you are our hero. If there is any place in our body right now that is not well or whole, we pray that you will heal us completely, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I'm never. Show us whatever we need to see or do, oh God. If we should see a doctor, help us to find the right one, the one to go to, oh God, the one that you have ordained, the one that you have anointed. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the ways we want to be healed today, oh God, or in our health, or in our dealing with our minds, oh God, our body, our soul, our spirit, coming against diabetes, high blood pressure, heart disease, heart palpitation, oh God, doubt, hallelujah, any other diseases or sicknesses that are plaguing our bodies here on the line today, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whatever it may be, oh God, any form of cancer anyway, hallelujah, hallelujah, depression, oppression, sickness, whatever it is, oh God, let it be so, God, heal us, oh Lord, and we shall be healed. Lord, take control of our mind and emotions right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Help us to think clearly, oh God. Enable us to discern the truth from the lie and not allow wrong or negative thoughts into our mind. Help us to choose our thoughts carefully, oh Father God, and fill our mind with only thoughts and images that are glorified to you. In the name of Jesus Christ, I thank you that we have the mind of Christ. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, help us to live every day with peace in our heart and mind. Take away all stress and teach us to live in a simpler and more contented life, oh God. Enable us to see all the good in our life and not to dwell on the negatives. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we thank you for the sound mind right now that you have given us. The thing we struggle with most in the area of our mind and emotions right now is guilt, shame, condemnation, not feeling like we're worthy, Father God. Stress and oppression, oh God. Worry and fear, oh God. Help us. Help us, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ, the greatest area of stress in our life is dealing with our family, oh God, our finances, our workplace, oh God. Even in ministry, oh God, for some of us, even in our self, oh God, help us. Creating us a clean heart that is free of all negativity and unforgiveness. Help us to have your love and forgiveness in our heart, Father God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, enable us to live in peace, tranquility, simplicity, and good health. It's in Jesus' name we pray. For God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. You all powerful scriptures to pray over yourself. If you have a pen and paper where we wrap up here today on the shout, hallelujah. Psalm 139 and 14, it says, I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows very well. The book of Romans 12 and 1, Jeremiah 17 and 14, heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved, for you are my praise. And 1 Corinthians 2 and 16, the Bible says, who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. So right now in Jesus' name, we bind our minds to the mind of Christ. Hallelujah. And we are free. And we are free indeed because the Son, hallelujah, has set us free. God bless you all today here on the shout. I thank God for you all. We're back on time at 6 p.m. Invite someone to the shout. Come believing to receive in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We know that once we receive it, the word of the Bible tells that the enemy comes to take it away. Don't let the enemy take it away. Decree and declare of yourself, I will stand and I will not be moved. I will not be moved. Amen. I will not take any substitutes. I will not take any counterfeits. Amen. For I am the righteousness of God, called with immense power and authority through the Holy Spirit that operated in me. God bless you. God keep you. I bless you also prosper. I bless you to be all that God intended for you to be. I bless you to be an encouragement for others. I bless you to be able to bless others. I bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. I bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. I bless you to grow in your spirit to draw closer to God. I bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. I bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. I bless you because I love you. I bless you to enjoy peace. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. For God be the glory. Amen. Amen and amen. You all, if you're in Houston, join us this Saturday, May 15th at 8 p.m. at the Midtown Arts Center. We're having our play. It's a good comedy. It's called The Holding Tank. Hallelujah. Get your tickets, you all. Get your tickets. Call and get your tickets. Come out and support us. And even if you can't support, you know, go ahead and sponsor somebody that would love to come out. They can't afford it during these times. And purchase them a ticket. Hey, and we'll give it to them. There are many people that want to come out. They need the lab. They need that message. Amen. So you can do that for them. Amen. What you do for others, God will do for you. Believe that. We serve a God that is able. Amen. God bless you all. May God continue to strengthen you, be with you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. If there's anything that we can help you with, please give us a call. Amen. God bless you. Remember, you all, that Jesus is Lord. I love you, and I thank God for you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God.
Oh, I want to see him look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear him say, well.
Give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him. And now I'll give him back, so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streets, gold mansions. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when it gets, but if you're asking, he'll give you that. How can you imagine living without all his grace? Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Praise you for all of my days. Until I finally stop breathing, yeah. Get that.